How about an insect that a swatter won't stop, only delay? Don't worry, it's not a real biological insect determined to make a life for itself and its kin, possibly spreading disease. It's a tiny robot made with organic polymers called dielectric elastomer actuators. These plastics change shape when low voltages are applied over 400 times every second in these tiny robots. Connected the right way to simple plastic legs, they can move. A small battery powers them in their free movement. A few tiny microchips confer control so that they can navigate on their own, albeit along a pre-printed path. An undulating surface won't faze them, unlike the case of many larger robots. They're hardy. A hit with a fly swatter makes them pause, then keep going. So why did the engineers at École Polytechnique Fédérale in Lausanne, Switzerland make these cuties? They are kind of cute, with classic orange circuit board bodies and diaphanous white legs and thorax, which is really a battery case. Well, with further development, it may be possible to make self-guiding insects with small, clever sensors. They might inspect remote or hazardous areas. They might enter insect colonies to give us a really detailed look at insect lives, especially with some ability to communicate with each other. Real insects make do with truly simple nervous systems. The landing control circuit of the ordinary housefly has only 29 neurons. We need billions just to figure out how to sit down. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.